Welcome back to the Mike Malloy Show, hour number three tonight. Brad Friedman of bradblog.com, your friendly citizen, investigative journalist, blogger, troublemaker, muckraker, in for Mike Malloy, who is enjoying a staycation this week, much deserved. He will be back with you on Monday, never fear, and I'm sure he'll say God damn it in the first hour. I've said it in the third. What do you know? Anyway, I hope you heard that last hour. If you missed any portion of it or the rest of the show, I do post to all of the archives at bradblog.com late night each night. So even if you're not a Malloy podcast subscriber, you can get to them there. Very disturbing story. We're going to talk a little bit more about it in a moment. But I want to let you know our number is 877-520-1150. That's 877-520-1150. Howie Klein will be joining me momentarily. Just want to get the business out of the way. Things are still flying by as well over at bradblog.com. This show is flying by today, at least for me. Hope it is for you. You can jump into the chat room at bradblog.com, and the way things are going, I probably won't be able to read it until late night tonight. But let me think. What else other business did I have to do? I had to get something out of the way. Archives are posted. Chat rooms, phone numbers, 877-520-1150. Oh, I know what it was. Tomorrow night, I believe Clint Curtis is going to be joining us as well. A guy who really doesn't like me. At least he doesn't like my covering electronic voting machines. He thinks e-voting is great. And he told Mike Malloy that he was going to cancel his podcast subscription. He did cancel his podcast subscription because Mike has me guest hosting, and sometimes I report important breaking news that has to do with election fraud. He's going to be joining us tomorrow night to tell us why I'm wrong and he is right, and it should be an interesting hour. He's an election – I don't think he's an election official, but I think he's a poll worker down there in Dallas. So we can look forward to that. Okay. Now, moving on here, my next guest. Wait a minute. Howie, do you want to introduce? Oh, here we go. I found it. I couldn't find my paperwork. Howie Klein blogs at downwithtyranny.com and Huffington Post. And can I do the Blue America Pack? Is this still accurate here? Treasurer. You still the treasurer, Howie? You can talk. You don't need to nod.
Yes,
it's
actually, it's radio. They just call it the treasurer in Pack World. I'm the official of it.
Oh, you're the official of it. Okay. He's treasurer of Blue America PAC, which has raised nearly $1 million for progressive. Two? Three? You don't make hand signs. It's the radio. Yeah. You can. How many?
The last time I think I talked to you, it was around $1 million.
It was around $1 million.
Now
that's what I have for
$3 million.
$3 million.
So it's a PAC that only raises money for progressives.
Progressives.
Not for Democrats, for progressives. They happen to be Democrats, mostly. I mean, all of them.
I was going to say, do you have any who are not?
We had an independent that we were raising money for at one time, a long time ago.
Okay. Progressive, so he's raised over $3 million for progressive congressional candidates and other state candidates.
Okay. And occasionally we've done, we're mostly about the House. But
From small donors?
From all, our average donation is about $45.
Nice. And before I forget, where can people go to donate to Blue America PAC?
Well, if they go to downwithtyranny.com, on the right-hand side, they'll see this big blue button that says Act Blue. And if you hit Act Blue, you'll get to Blue America.
Okay, superb. We are going to be talking tonight about, in this hour, all things election horse race related. I have to clarify between elections.
Before we do that, there's one question I wanted to ask you.
Yes.
I was fascinated by something you talked about.
Yeah, what did I say?
This crop counter.
Crop scanner.
Crop scanner.
Yeah, in the last hour.
Okay, so that's like a farmer would use that, right?
Well, yeah,
How does that have to do with that election thing? That's what I didn't get.
Well, this is what's bizarre. These voting machines, these optical scan voting machines that they made by Diebold, they have these little memory cards. This works similarly. They have a little memory card, right? Well, this genius computer security expert, Harry Hursty, discovered, he said, I recognize this card. Where do I know this from? Oh, yes, they used to use this. It's like a 20-year-old technology, this particular card. They used to use this in these crop scanning devices. And to confirm this, he went out, bought one of these devices, and was able to reprogram the memory card on an optical scan voting machine in Leon County, Florida, and was able to hack a paper election.
Was this in 2002? 2000, I mean?
It was not. It was in 2005. And Ion Sancho, who oversaw the 2000 election recount, by the way, a great hero, the Leon County election supervisor of elections down there, He oversaw this test with this crop scanner machine card, and in fact, it flipped an election on paper ballots. We knew what the results should be. It was a mock election, but when the poll tapes, remember the poll tapes we talked about in the last hour? When the poll tapes printed out, they said the opposite of what the paper ballots said. And this you can watch in the movie Hacking Democracy. It was on HBO. I highly recommend it. And what we learned was that if you don't count the ballots, the paper ballots, and check them against the poll tapes, they can say anything. And that's why it's so disturbing in Pima County, as we broke tonight on this show, that they finally got at the poll tapes and a full 30% of them, 112 tapes, are missing entirely from this election, where a whistleblower has said the whole thing was rigged. Does that make sense?
It does, and it's horrible. But what I don't understand, Brian, yeah. I know this is your world.
No, it's your world.
It's all of our world. But, but I know you yeah. know this stuff.
Yeah.
Now, from my perspective,
right.
Diebold has been so discredited.
Mm-hmm.
Why do people still use machines that they've made? Aren't they known as crooks? Don't they belong in jail?
Well, they do. They got rid. They sold off their election division. ESNS, who is also belongs in jail, they bought them up. The DOJ said, no, you can't own them because you'll have a monopoly, with like 70% of the votes. So they were just now, a couple of weeks ago, forced to sell it off, purchased by a Canadian company called Dominion. And you can read about this apparently only on bradblog.com. It's maddening. Dominion buys the Diebold assets that DOJ ordered the ESNS to get rid of. And then Dominion, who no one ever heard of, Canadian company, goes out and buys the third largest voting machine company, Sequoia, and lies about it and says, we bought all the assets, all the intellectual property. But you know what? Sequoia Voting System, their intellectual property, as I broke exclusively a year ago or two ago, is the intellectual property is still owned by a Venezuelan company tied to Hugo Chavez.
All right, two questions.
Yes.
First of all, a minor one. I could be wrong here. Sequoia, isn't that the one that Chuck Hagel used to steal his first election?
That would be ESNS.
Okay.
And I didn't say they stole it. You said they stole it.
No, Chuck Hagel stole it. Yes.
Well, if you say he stole it, I'm not saying.
I say it.
You think he stole it?
I know he stole it.
He was the head of the CEO or board president or whatever it was of ESNS in Nebraska, the world's largest voting company. And, right, he ended up winning the first time, I think, in 20 years that a Republican took that Senate seat, if I recall.
I remember writing about it a long, long time ago.
Right.
It was very disturbing. But he turned out not to be such a terrible guy, but he did steal the election. And then the other thing is, now, people say, okay, government shouldn't be doing this and government shouldn't be doing that. But one thing government maybe should be doing is counting the votes.
Votes, yes. Well, look, if it's we the people, if it's self-governance, right, we should be able to oversee our elections. We should be able to count these ballots. We shouldn't have to go to court. This is 4 years. This election in Pima County we talked about in the last hour, and we'll have the archives up tonight for everybody to hear, the breaking news. We shouldn't have to go to court for 4 years to look at the material, the ballots, these things. This is not the proprietary material of Diebold and ESNS and Sequoia and now Dominion. I mean, and you couldn't come up with a more tyrannical-sounding name, it seems to me. It's we the people. This is what you want government. I'm fighting for a public option in our elections, apparently, Howie.
I think people can't get too excited that much about a transportation board election.
Right.
But they did steal the presidency, too.
Well, this is the problem. The reason, and it's great, I love that it's a transportation board thing, because it's not a Republican or a Democratic thing. It's just an election that actually the Democrats were in favor of. They won it, and now they're challenging it because they said, wait, something's not right. These machines are not just used for transportation elections.
And do they have them
everywhere.
Do they have them in all the states?
Yes.
Georgia?
Yeah, but no, actually, only for in Georgia, it's worse. They've got touchscreen machines with no paper trail, no nothing. Even if you want to go to court for 4 years, there's nothing to get. Whatever the machines say, that's it. You got to buy it. Whatever Diebold tells you in Georgia, the first state to go all touchscreen, that's that. And I know you bring up Georgia because we want to get to a race there. Before we do, we're going to take a break, come back. We're going to talk about Georgia and Oklahoma and anything else that you guys want to talk about. If you have questions about elections, Howie Klein knows all the answers. everybody who's running, every state. He knows everything. Stump Howie, that's what we should call it.
Oh, no, no.
I was going to call
not that.
I was going to call
that.
It Hanging with Howie. But
I like
now,
that better.
877-520-1150.
No,
we're going to
no
talk
stumping.
About Georgia. No? No stumping?
No.
We'll find out.
We'll talk about elections, but
okay.
No stumping.
Oh, well, they're going to stump you now.
I mean, come on.
Yeah, all right. Brad Friedman in from Malloy. Stay with us.
Georgia.
I know I'm supposed to talk, but I really like this tune.
The whole day through.
Welcome back to the Malloy program. We're calling this segment Hanging with Howie. Howie Klein, the great Howie Georgia. Klein, joins us live in studio here tonight. Howie Klein of Huffington Post and downwithtyranny.com. A message comes in for you, by the way. From the chat room, Howie, he says, Brad, tell Howie HuffPo needs to start a radio station with your program on it, even though their culture and community irks me a little.
Oh, that's a great idea.
That's from Mr. I Told You So in the chat room. Okay. Anyway, so we were talking last hour about Arizona. We're going to move down to Georgia. Although, let me ask you this. Terry Goddard, by the way, he's running the guy. He was the AG.
He is the AG.
He's running for Senate against crazy. Governor. I'm sorry. Thank you. Governor Jan Brewer. Crazy Jan Brewer. He was the guy, I'm sorry to say, who told his office told me they would count these poll tapes, and he said they didn't, and they put them back. And can we trust this Terry Goddard, Howie Klein?
I don't have a lot of opinion about him. A friend of mine knows him. Everyone who I've talked to about him says the same thing. He's better than Jan Brewer.
Well, I was going to go get some guacamole after the show. Guacamole would be better than Jan Brewer.
I agree.
Guacamole for governor of
Arizona.
I'm
not sure if guacamole is better than Terry Goddard or not.
Well, some really good guacamole.
On the other hand, yeah. We have some really, really great races.
What do we got?
That pit horrible reactionary blue dogs against really, really good progressives.
All right, let's stomp some blue dogs here. Some elections coming up, some primary elections you wanted to talk about, I know, in Georgia.
Well, there
let's start
this,
there.
There are two important primaries this month. One is in Georgia and one is in Oklahoma.
Okay.
So the first one, and that's, of course, why we came back with Ray Charles, was in Georgia 12, which encompasses everything from Augusta to Savannah. So a big chunk of Georgia. It's a Democratic district.
Right.
Right now there's a really, really bad blue dog named John Barrow who represents the district. He voted against health care.
Mm-hmm.
He votes against choice. He votes against equality for gay people. He is just he disagrees with everything that Obama tries to do except war. He's for war.
Okay.
He's good on the war.
Okay.
From that perspective.
So he's the bluest of dogs. What's his name?
His name is John Barrow. He's
John
really,
Barrow.
Really bad.
Okay.
And he's running against an incredible African-American woman who is just an amazing person named Regina Thomas.
And
I've known Regina for a few years now, and she is incredible. She was one of the leaders of the state Senate, and she left the state Senate to run against Barrow.
Okay.
And and because he voted against the health reform bill, the health care reform bill, she's got a real shot this time. And this is on the 20th, so it's coming right up.
Coming right up. Regina Thomas, how's she doing? How's she polling against John Barrow?
You know, neither of them is polling. What's happening now, like last night they were supposed to debate in Milledgeville.
Right.
Tomorrow night they're supposed to debate at the Atlanta Press Club.
Right.
He's skipping all the debates. He won't go.
He's really?
Afraid to face her.
Really?
Yeah. He doesn't want
Cowards.
Anyone to confront him and to ask him why he voted for all these like really awful things.
Yeah.
And I mean, he basically votes with the Republicans, and it's a very Democratic district.
Okay.
The primary is very, very dangerous for him. He has a better shot in the general when Republicans can vote for him than he does in the primary. So he could be in trouble. She can win this one. She would have won last time, but Obama jumped in at the last minute and campaigned for him. Obama could very
for
well
him?
Do this.
Yes, for the blue
did.
Dog?
Yes. Obama, generally speaking, supports blue dogs.
Yeah, and why? No. Yeah. All right. That's, and I just looked it up here, 12th Congressional District, that's Savannah, Georgia. Regina Thomas for Congress.com. I suspect, can she use some money at this late date, or is it too late?
Oh, she can definitely use money, but I'll tell you something else, Brad. Yeah. If you go to our PAC, the Blue America PAC, we have a special Regina Thomas page where you can pick the TV show you want to advertise on. We did a TV ad, and you can pick the show you want it on, the city you want it on, and you can pay directly. And so it's as little as $4 for some TV shows.
Yeah.
So I mean, CNN is, I think, $12 on Anderson Cooper 360.
Wait, to get what do you get for $12 on CNN?
Oh, I'll pull it up right now so you could actually
other than
see it.
Boy, I could fill in a lot of jokes there. What do you get for $12 on CNN?
Well, it depends on the town.
Okay, but
you don't get the whole nation.
Oh, I see, the local show.
Right.
I gotcha. Really? Well, that's good to know.
So here it is,
and
Brad. You could see it from here.
All right.
For example, Bobby Jones Gospel on BET, $4 in Milledgeville.
And you can buy that yourself.
You actually put the money in.
Put the money in, right.
But it goes right
so what's
to that.
The address to that, for that?
Well, it's www.actblue.com/page/Regina.
Okay, so ActBlue, and then you find her. I gotcha. Okay, that's in Georgia, where, by the way, whoever the touchscreen machines there tell us was the winner will be the winner.
That's so depressing.
Sorry.
You could also buy HGTV, USA Network, CNN, all the different stations that people like.
A lot of people buy ads on those stations.
You could buy ads on, like,
that's cool.
People love HGTV.
Yeah.
Everybody wants to buy ads on HGTV. We sell Rachel Maddow. We sell Comedy Central.
Really?
Yeah, and you know, it's very, very inexpensive.
That's cool.
I don't think anyone has done it before, and we love doing it.
I should. I don't think anybody has either. I think that's very cool. I'm going to have to start paying attention to politics. All right, we're going to come back to Oklahoma, right, when we get back.
Yes.
Here with Howie Klein, Brad Friedman, in for Mike Malloy. What? Yes?
Play anything from West Side Story.
Okay, West Side Story coming back. Brad, in for Malloy. Stay with us and your calls. Flaming Lips, is that what it is?
Right.
What? That's it, right? Yeah, Flaming Lips. All right. Tony was they were trying to get some Oklahoma music and shy of playing Oklahoma. They got an Oklahoma band. Brad Friedman back with you on the Mike Malloy Show, hanging with Howie Klein of downwithtyranny.com and Huffington Post and all the rest. We're talking about well, I was going to say red, blue, right, left politics and elections coming up, but really it's blue here. We're talking about these goddamn mad dogs, blue dogs.
Blue dogs.
There you go.
A lot of them are mad dogs, Brad.
I know. And we wanted to give that address again because somebody in the chat room had asked for it for Regina Thomas, who's running in the 20th district.
12th.
12th, thank you, in Georgia coming up on the 20th of July. That's what I was thinking. ActBlue.com, and it's kind of cool because you can buy an ad on the air in the 20th district for like $4.
You watch the ad on the website.
Watch it. Yeah.
Then you pick the city you want it in, and you pick the program you want it to play.
Cool. ActBlue.com/page/Regina. In the case of Regina Thomas, who's running against this blue dog, Congressman John Barrow. Let me take a quick call, by the way, 877-520-1150. If you have a question on any of these races, I'm going to go to Ron here. Actually, before I do, Peej in the chat room wants to know why I can't get a printed receipt of my ballot to verify if there's a problem. Because you can't go out and buy and sell your vote to people, and that's what comes of having a printed receipt.
Which is probably why he's asking the question.
So he can buy and sell?
Well, a lot of people want
to
know.
Sell his vote.
Well, they say, they want to know, why can't I have a receipt so I know my vote's counted?
Well, now they know.
But now they can't. They're buying and selling. But here's the deal, and this is why all mail-in ballot is a bad idea, because you can buy and sell your vote via absentee ballots really easy, can't you? And
now,
I keep trying to tell people that, and Democrats love the vote by mail.
Well, so many more people vote. It's amazing.
Yeah, well, that's great. More people vote. I know the political parties like it. Republicans and Democrats like it for that reason, because they can get people to vote. But it's even a worse black box. You drop that in the post office, it's still counted by these op scanners that we were talking about in the last hour. Go to your polling place on election day.
I always do.
And by the way, if you're in Georgia for this election, right, very important, here's what you can do, because it's an all-Diebold touchscreen state. Very important, get an absentee ballot if it's not too late.
Not too late.
Get one. Don't mail it in, though. Check and make sure that you can do this. But in most places, you can bring your paper ballot to the county or your precinct on election day. That gives you the best chance, at least as far as Georgia goes, of getting your vote actually counted and actually counted accurately. Otherwise, all touchscreens, whatever the machines say, you know, they'll be electing Alvin Green. Okay, let me get to Ron in Prescott, Arizona. Welcome to the Mike Malloy Show. Do you have a question for the great Howie Klein, sir? Oh, Ron. All right. Too bad. He wanted to see his question was, he wanted to vote out all incumbents.
Well, you know, that's usually a pretty stupid thing to say, but he's not so far from being
right. Oh, wait, I had the wrong
Ron.
There was two Rons. Yeah. That's why. Hey, Ron, are you there from Prescott, Arizona?
Yes. Hello, Brad.
Okay,
hello,
there was two Rons. I had the wrong one.
Ron.
All right, Ron. What's your question, sir?
Well, I agree with you, Brad. The only way to have fair elections is paper ballots counted by hand. But my question is, what if all Democrats and Republicans vowed to vote out all incumbents in 2012?
Well, for one, correct me if I'm wrong, Howie, but you'll end up with Republican majorities in both houses if that happens.
It would probably happen that way because Republicans will just lie. The other thing is why is he picking 2012? Well, why not 2010?
Well, the primaries are already over. I'm talking about in the primaries.
Oh, that makes
vote
more sense.
Out Democrats. Incumbents and Republicans vote out Republican incumbents in the primary.
But you see, Ron, generally speaking, let's put it like this. Every Republican in Congress now, in both the House and the Senate, deserves to be voted out. So I agree with you there. In terms of the Democrats, I would agree with that the vast majority of them deserve to be voted out. But there happen to be, not many, but a few really amazing, incredible public servants who are serving in Congress now. Like, I would say Alan Grayson, for example, from Orlando, Florida, just to pick someone at random, is worth any 20 members of Congress. So I would never want to see him voted out. He's really, really amazing.
That's the flaw
in your thing. You're not going to find anyone as good as him, no matter how hard you look.
That's true.
Yeah, but
see, there it is.
Well,
no, but Brad already said it's true.
I agree. You're done. All right. Thanks, Ron. No, I appreciate the point, though. I think he's making a sensible point rather than throw out all the bums in the final elections.
But you know what? There is a bum that we can throw out in Oklahoma. Now, we just listened to that wonderful song by the Flaming Lips.
Going from one of the worst states for voting, Georgia, to one of the best states, actually, Oklahoma, which has a full public option. It's actually, they have paper ballots and the op scan machines. They bought them from ES&S, and then they threw them out of town, and they completely publicly run their paper ballot system. It's still OpScan, but it's publicly run, not proprietary. Isn't that good?
That's amazing and shocking to me.
And that's why we almost never hear any problems at all out of Oklahoma when it comes to elections. So who you got in Oklahoma for?
Well, right now there's a really, really bad reactionary blue dog in the 2nd District whose name is David Boren. I'm sorry. See, I just made the mistake I was going to try to talk about. His name is Dan Boren. His father is David Boren. David Boren was the governor David Boren was the senator, mm-hmm. and David Boren is now the president of the University of Oklahoma. His really, really stupid son, Dan Boren, who's a moron, is a congressman, and most people think that they're voting for David, who the kind of smart, intelligent, well-meaning governor, senator, university right. president, but they don't realize they're getting the moron son.
So this is it. He's congressman from incumbent.
The second district of
second
Oklahoma.
Second district of Oklahoma,
which
Dan
is
Boren.
The eastern part of the state.
Okay.
Now, the very best state senator of Oklahoma is a guy named Jim Wilson. He is amazing. This guy is absolutely amazing. As a state senator, he has decided, again, after Boren voted against the health care reform bill, this guy decided he would run in the Democratic primary, and that primary is the week after the Regina Thomas primary, so it's the 27th of this month, the 27th of July, obviously a Tuesday. People will have an opportunity to get rid of Dan Boren, who is arguably the worst member of the Democratic Party in Congress.
Now, can you buy commercials in that same way for Jim Wilson?
No, we didn't have enough time to put that together.
Okay.
So if you want to donate to Jim, you just go to the regular page, the regular Blue America page, Blue America 10, which is the one that you'll find if you go to downwithtyranny.com.
Wait, is that different than actblue.com?
ActBlue is like...
You've got too many domains.
No. ActBlue is like MasterCard or PayPal. It's a way that you can spend your money. It's
okay.
not an actual... you can just buy things using that. And ActBlue is so it's, think of it as PayPal.
Okay.
And then Blue America is the pack that I run.
BlueAmerica.com.
Yeah, well, something like that.
Oh, man.
You have the address there.
I was trying to look it up. You can also go to Jim Wilson's page at... no, that might be the wrong Jim Wilson. I'm not going to take any chances.
Right. The best thing to do is to go to downwithtyranny.com.
There you go.
Press the button that says Act Blue. It'll take you right to the page, and you can donate to Jim Wilson.
So Jim Wilson, well said, what's wrong with Dan Boren other than he's a moron?
Blue dog moron.
He's another blue dog, one of these corporate.
But one of the worst of them.
Really?
So, I mean, he's on the natural resource committees, and he's the only Democrat who takes huge amounts of money from big oil. Big oil gives 70% of their money, or a little over 70% of their money, to Republicans, but they give it to a few very, very conservative and corrupt Democrats. Boren is one of them.
Conservative or corporatist right winger?
Both.
Okay. Well, because
they usually go together.
Well,
not. I didn't say they always go together. Okay. I said they usually go together.
All right. 877-520-1150. If you have a question for Howie, 877-520-1150. Don't wait until it's too late, because we're going to be done soon. All right. So how does it? You know, everybody's talking, and we'll get to more specific races in a second.
Oh, I got a great one I want to talk about.
Oh, you go. But go ahead. I was going to ask you for the broader outlook, but you want to talk about the specific?
Oh, I do. I want to talk. You know who John Boehner is? I'm sure, right?
Okay, yes, I. I'm familiar with John.
Well,
Boehner.
Some people don't. I mean,
he's orange. He's the orange majority leader of the U.S. House.
And what's his favorite sport?
What is his favorite sport? You can't mime it here. It's
no,
what the
I'm
radio.
I'm giving you the.
You're trying to make me look smart. Well, golf. Golf is his favorite.
Yes, you got
I
it.
I knew it. See,
he's
I
very
knew it all along. Yes,
he's very famous as a golfer.
Yeah, he's a golfer and a drinker
he's
and a
golfer
shicker.
And he's orange. He claims that his orange is from golfing, not from a tanning salon.
Right.
Although he's been seen coming in and out of tanning salons.
Right.
In any case, he lives in a gated.
Community.
Yes. Well, a gated golfing community.
I see.
And right outside of that gated golfing community is this big giant billboard.
Right.
And Blue America is buying that billboard, and Boehner will never be able to get in and out of his.
And what will it say?
It's a wonderful billboard that is for his opponent, Justin Kasuli. And Justin is this amazing kid.
I think you broke your headphones when you were doing golf swing.
I think it was that horrible John Boehner who
it was
broke
the golf. All right. So you're going to have to fly naked here without headphones for the moment.
Justin Kasuli, he's this guy. He's a young father. He and his wife met each other when they were cadets at West Point.
Mm-hmm.
He's just a real straight arrow kind of guy, and very, very, very progressive, really intelligent, awesome guy. Hopefully listening right now. I called him and told him to listen.
Does a guy like Kasuli running against the minority leader and John Boehner incredibly would be Speaker of the House, most likely, if the they take back the majority. Does Kasuli have a chance against a guy as powerful as Boehner?
Well, you'll have to tell me. Is it a cheating state? It used to be a cheating state. But they've got that great
Which
Secretary
state? Ohio,
of State.
Right? Yeah.
They've got that great Secretary of State, Brunner. Did they just fix everything?
Well, not everything. Not everything, and the corruption continues at the local level. When you hear in Ohio where they say, oh, nothing could go wrong because we got two Democrats and two Republicans who run all the election boards, don't believe it.
Oh.
Don't believe it. These guys, it's just like what we saw in Kentucky where they took Republicans and had them turn into Democrats. And then, you know, although they're election officials. Now they're Democratic election officials. They never voted in a Democratic primary in their life. No, it's not good.
Okay, so most
but
of the people...
But it's better than it was under Blackwell, that's for sure.
Most of the people in Ohio 8, the district in western Ohio that Boehner represents, are not Republicans. They're independents. They're more independents than there are Republicans or Democrats. So, yes, Justin does have a shot to win if people want to believe in him.
Justin?
I believe. Justin Kasuli.
Justin Kasuli.
Yes.
All right. We're writing him down. Justin Kasuli. What's the district? 8th district?
The 8th district.
What's the
of
big
Ohio?
County there?
Butler County.
Oh.
That's the big one. Oh, is that
oh,
something
boy.
Bad there?
Yeah. Yeah. Go look up Butler
Brad,
County.
No,
yeah.
No.
Yeah. Not a good county. All right. I got to take a break, don't I? Shoot. Whoa, man, it's flying by. All right. Brad Friedman in for Mike Malloy. One more segment here with Howie Klein. Hanging with Howie. And supporting John Kasuli, Jim Wilson, Regina Thomas. Is that it?
That's
all right,
it.
We're going to have to work quick. Fly through in the next segment of who people need to support. Taking on the Blue Dogs. Had it with these, conservative, corporatist Democrats. Brad, in for Malloy. Stay with us.
In our window, the FM set was reggae.
When whippoorwills call and the evening is night, I hurry to my blue heaven.
All right, welcome back to the Mike Malloy Show. Brad Friedman of Bradblog.com in with Howie Klein of DownWithTyranny.com and the great blogger and a troublemaker and muckraker his own self. Our final few minutes here on the program. If you missed any portion of tonight's show, you can stop by tonight, late night, at Bradblog.com. Otherwise, please support the Mike Malloy Show. Subscribe to a podcast. I've already cost him one subscriber, and that subscriber will be joining me tomorrow night to tell me why I suck. All right, my thanks also tonight to Bill Reisner in Arizona, Ernie Canning out here in California, and, of course, Howie Klein in studio. My engineer, rocking the board as always, Tony Sorrentino. Thank you, sir. Producer and call screener and green news babe extraordinaire Desi Doyen. My thank you, darling. Jeannie Dean at the Bradblog.com chat room. And, of course, Mike and Kathy Malloy. You guys are almost back next Monday. I hope you're taking it easy. Also, if you're listening on MikeMalloy.com, please stay tuned for Head On with Bob Kincaid right after this broadcast. Okay, Howie Klein, we got just a couple of minutes here left. You got some other races that we should keep an eye on for, some more Blue Dog bashing?
Yes, let's go down to Florida for a second.
All right.
And I know that they listened to Mike in Tampa.
Yeah.
And just east of Tampa in Hillsborough and Polk County is a really important race. It's an open seat. The congressman right there now is, they call him Howdy Doody Nimrod, but it's actually his name is...
That's not his real name, is it? Howdy Doody Nimrod?
He was called that on the House floor, and he looks like a, he looks like a Howdy Doody.
On the House floor? U.S. House floor?
Yes.
Who called him Howdy Doody Nimrod?
Marion Barry was drunk, and he referred to him as a Howdy Doody Nimrod. And it ruined the guy's career, because no one could look at him straight for the rest of his career. And he's resigning from the House, and he's running for state agriculture commissioner.
So we don't have to defeat...
His name is Adam Putnam.
So we don't have to defeat Howdy Doody Nimrod.
No, it's an open seat.
Oh, okay. So Adam Putnam, otherwise known as Howdy Doody
Nimrod.
Nimrod. Yes. Okay, he's gone.
He's gone. And so there are two Democrats.
All right.
There is a lifelong career naval officer named Doug Tudor, who's extremely progressive, a really great guy, very, just the kind of guy we'd want as a congressman. And he's running against this corporate shill who just awful blue dog named Lori Edwards. In fact, she's the only non-incumbent that the Blue Dogs have endorsed this year. And they've they've been funding her, and she's just
there's an actual organization called Blue Dogs.
Yes, Blue Dogs are not an adjective. It is an actual caucus. They have officers, they have dues, they have a secret handshake. They've got everything.
and they actually do endorsements. Endorsed Lori Edwards. So you like Adam Putnam?
No.
That's howdy doody.
I like Doug Tudor.
Doug Tudor. And that's
he's the progressive.
He's a progressive, and that's in Tampa. What's the county?
Well,
it's
Polk and Hillsborough counties.
Hillsborough County. What's the district there? That's
good question. I think it's Florida 12.
You think it's Florida 12?
Yeah.
Okay. Florida 12. Doug Tudor. All right. So we got Doug Tudor down in Florida 12. John Cassulli is actually, though, that's John Cassulli's running
in Ohio,
but against Boehner, right?
Yes.
He doesn't have a primary. That he has to get over.
The primaries are finished.
Oh, that's right. Okay.
Yes, it is.
So John Cassulli will be facing Boehner. We got about 1 minute here.
I promised you some breaking news.
Yeah. Oh, you got some breaking
news? It's happening right now.
What is?
Well, it just ended.
What is
the,
it?
The Miami-Dade County Republican County Committee.
Yes.
The chairman of that committee.
Yes.
Is also running for Congress, and his name is David Rivera. He's this little crook, and he his Republican opponent. Found these documents, which I printed it down with Tyranny today, that show that he was guilty of, or that he was charged a few times with domestic violence crimes. He was beating up women, basically, mm-hmm. and when this Republican ex-Marine came to this committee meeting today, he called the police. This guy Rivera called the police and had him escorted out of the building. Now, no one has reported that yet. That's something that just happened.
So we're reporting it. Breaking more news.
We are
tonight.
Breaking news, Brad.
Okay, David Rivera is no good yutz.
He is a no good yutz.
And you've got the documents to prove it.
Yes, it's at downwithtyranny.com. And except for the fact that LeBron guy. Got all
LeBron?
The news about
never
Florida.
Heard of him. Never
some
heard.
Florida.
Who is he?
I'm from Ohio
Miami,
and Florida. And
not ringing a bell.
No.
I'm sorry to say. Hey, Howie. Thank you, brother. You rock.
Thank you.
Thanks for coming in here tonight. And thank all of you listeners coast to coast and around the globe. We'll be back here one more night with you. And if we don't have all that breaking news like we did today, maybe we will get to your calls. I think Clint Curtis joins us tomorrow night. And a guy who doesn't like me. Until tomorrow, we'll see you at bradblog.com. Thanks a lot, America. Keep it lit.